Daddy.
Good evening. Good evening out there, everybody. This is Dr. Butch Melton here at the Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, bringing you a special. And like I always said, you know, when I first started the shows, that I would always find something. If I found something out that was urgent, that was, I considered a needed warning, or I found proof of anything, that I wouldn't hesitate not one bit to bring it on to everybody out there. The children of Jesus needs to hear it. It's incorporated in what we've been talking about in the past weeks of the who's who of the end times as well. But I did not put part, 12 or whatever on there. But what I did do is, this is a special show. Now we'll go back to revert back to, unless I do get something else that's very, very important to add on to this one here, or if I don't get to finish this one. By the way, we're going to cover a lot of ground here, but this, I should be able to cover it in the time allowed. But I wanted to, if you read the info about the show, that you saw that I have discovered the beast, the false prophet. We were talking about the false prophet and the beast and the Antichrist last couple of shows, but we were talking about who may it be, and everybody was throwing the name Obama around, even including me. But what I kept saying, I said, I don't think Obama is one of the main three. I think that, but he's becoming so worrisomely close. But what I found out is he is the main player. He's one of the stage setters. He is the prop man. He's the one that's going to get America ready to be brought down to its knees, and so that the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet can work their powers against the world. Because, like I said on the last show, if America goes, so goes the world. And that's true. If America goes, so goes the world, and it's stick a fork in the world, it's done. There's nobody else going to go around and tromp around and save this person or this. And it seems that that there's things going to be rapidly happening in the last year and a half. I can make this statement here tonight, and I do think I know who the beast has risen, and I do believe I know the beast. Now, I've had my Red Dogs. Y'all know that my investigators out there, the Red Dogs, former agents of the NSA and the CIA and all, retired, but they're still working. They're still undercover, and they've been working diligently to find out the things that are going on in the world as of today and into future times, and have been relating back to me any bits and pieces, because I told them, I said, if you find anything that may relate to the Middle East and the Bible and to the Vatican, please, and to the United States and Great Britain, I said, if you can find anything that relates to the Bible, please bring them to me, no matter how small or how great. No, this is great. This is beyond great. This is what everybody's been, I think, been looking for, is who is the beast. We already know who the Antichrist is. Antichrist is the dragon. That's Satan himself. Okay. But it speaks in Revelation. We're going to bring that up. The false prophet is the one. And then we see that the beast it will arrive. And I can honestly say, if the Red Dogs are true, if what the Red Dogs has told me is the absolute truth, that they have seen the beast, they saw the two pillars of fire, and they came down with the marking of the beast. If that's true, absolutely, and I have no other choice to believe them, because they haven't been wrong yet since. So I believe in all the evidence that we've got compiled. I've got some evidence. I'm gonna chill you to the bone. I hope you're sitting in a good chair, because I'm gonna bring you right to the edge of your seat here tonight. Because this is what the churches and all has been. Anybody that's in the church been looking, seeking Jesus, and it's been what I call the revelators, the evangelist revelators. preaching the, you know, preaching hellfire and the heaven and Antichrist and Satan, that they live and they feed on that, the end times. This is where they get the people pumped up for, and excuse a dog in there, but that's nothing I can do about that. There's somebody running around outside out there in the junkyard and the tow yard out there. They put the tow trucks out there, so when they come in and out, he gets all excited. He's the junkyard dog, so to speak. So just bear with me here with the dog. See if maybe he'll shut up in a minute. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go. I'm gonna take you through tonight. Through what everybody's been waiting for, I've been praying, and I wanted to ask God. I said, before I leave this world, could I be around? Can I at least be around to know, and to know and see that the white horse, the four horsemen, has been unleashed? You know, and I had the theory that they was already unleashed, but it seems that now looking at this evidence that the four horsemen had not been unleashed. Because I saw the plagues and the such things as AIDS, and all, and I related that back in Ebola. I was relating that back to the horse that carried the plagues and the disease, and then starvation has always been upon the earth, though, as far as I can remember, and especially in countries like Africa and India. But India's pulling herself out of that, so then we still have there's a lot of people in China that wasn't starving, but now is reverting back to it, and got North Korea people starving because of their governments. It's not because the government doesn't have the money. It's because the government is choosing to starve the people without spending the money. Money and gold means more to them. That's the reason the world is going, we always say, to hell in the handbasket. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now, and let's talk a little bit about what the Red Dogs brought to me. And this is, I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat, and you're just anxious to know what's going on. Like I said, I had a theory, and my theory was that maybe the four horsemen had already been unleashed, because I said, well, the first one was going to take peace from the world. And World War I and World War II and Vietnam, Korea, all those just like domino effect kind of, fell one right after the other. I said, well, that's got to be, the first horseman right then and there, unleashed, the white horse. So, and then I saw the poverty, the starvation and all, and then the plagues that broke out here and yonder. But there wasn't the massive plagues that, and the massive starvation of which in the times of Revelation was talking about. And we haven't seen the economy as well, too. It's going down with the balances, a day's wages for one man to eat. So when that time comes, we'll know that there's going to be burn, raping, and killing, looting, rioting. There's going to be civil unrest, not only in the United States, but Canada. Every country of the world will be at each other's throats. They'll be killing each other over a biscuit or a cracker. And that's the way it's going to be, because the economy is going to have to collapse. And they're trying awful hard right now, and that's what I've been eyeballing the Wall Street, and it's been rising, and I've been telling everybody, and it predicts that happening in the end times. It says, just as in the days of Noah, okay, in the days of Noah, they were not particularly paying any attention whatsoever to Noah. Here he was, a man and his family out in the desert, and he building a big, large ship, and they thought he was crazy, and I guess we would all be too, laughing at him, and unless you were of the spirit, and you would have known right off the bat, hey, this is nothing to laugh at. This man wouldn't be doing all this, and took over 20, it took a long time. I think it was hundreds of years to build this. Because Noah did live a long time, so it took hundreds of years to build the ark. God waited upon, in the days of Noah, God waited upon Noah to get the task done. And then he brought destruction to the world. They laughed at all those hundreds of years at Noah. And they were partying and having orgies and buying and selling. They was melting gold down and making pretty trinkets with it, and decorating their women, and giving them fancy clothes, and and you know, going on down the road. And it's so in the days of Noah, back in those days, so are these times now. And it also said in Revelation, so would be it then. But just before Christ comes, people are not going to pay any attention to what's going on. They're going to be jolly, and I'll tell you why. It's because the economy of this world is going to fail, okay? And then in steps the false prophet, the beast, and the power is going to be given to them to run a new world order. And this world order, new world order, will be taken care of. There's going to be several nations that will not become a part of this one world order. And it will be of the NATO alliance, but not all NATO will hang with America or any other country that are still wanting to keep their freedoms, okay? And then wanting to still have, they're not going to give up their voting process, in other words, voting in their powerful leaders and their congressmen, okay? They're not going to go give that up, so, and their laws and rules and regulations, they're not going to willing to give that up so easily. So there's going to be a fight there, okay? And I'm not so sure that America will be the one. I don't think so. I think the countries that has experienced freedoms are going to fight till the last man and woman and child, and there's going to be a lot of bloodshed over this because it's described in the Holy Bible and God's Word in Revelations that there's going to be a bloodbath like this world has never seen. There's going to be beheadings and people are going to be dismembered, cut into 10 or 12 equal pieces. And that's a sign unto Allah, you know. And that's another thing, too, I'm going to be talking about here tonight. So just be ready, be prepared. And if you have a pen and paper, you may want to write some things down because there's going to be some things that you may want, just like I said, don't only take my word for it. I'm going to give you some information to where you can go on the internet and check it out. And it will back it up, okay, so what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that can't be checked out, but it's we got to take the word of our team members, the Red Dogs, and take their word that they saw the beast and they saw the two pillars of flame that comes along with the beast at this particular hour and time in Revelations and in Tribulation. So the four horsemen, the first horseman, has the seal has been broken. Ladies and gentlemen, I can state that now firmly. What all the churches have been waiting for is now here. The first seal has sadly been broken, but it's going to be sad on one hand but happy in the other, because we know that there's not much time left now that Christ will return and put a stop and end to all evil, and all this madness will be ceased once and for all, and then the happy souls of God's children can forevermore live in peace and harmony and love as which he created them to live in that fashion, from the very first and very beginning of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, should have been living in peace and harmony and loving each other, but it never turned out that way because Satan turned his his 2 cents worth into the world and to mankind from the very, very beginning. So let's go ahead now and let me see if I can go into and see how I'm going to go into this, because it's going to be kind of like I don't know where to start, but I do know where to start because I know how it all develops in the Bible. I've studied it so much. I know I don't have to, you know, I'll tell you to go read Revelations, especially Revelations 13. Okay, chapter 13, and you can read that there, and also you can also maybe get into Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 30, it relates to all this, but what's happening now? Okay, So let's go ahead and just talk about what's happening now. Now, like I said, I thought that the four horsemen had all four had been unleashed, but as now it's been confirmed that the first one has, first seal has been broken, and so it's not going to. Now, I believe that these seals are going to be broken in rapid succession. I don't think that there's not that much time. You know, there's 7 years. Okay, so if it's starting right now, if there's 7 years from 2015. What is it, 2022, that will be over with, you know. So, you know, and that's what God said. He said, in that time and hour. But let me tell you this, is that, I say Miss Becky's going to get on to it. but let me tell you this, is that God said he's going to shorten the time. If he didn't cut the time short, then there would be nobody left on the face of the earth. Because, you see, Satan wants to kill everybody. Understand this. You know, a lot of churches teach and preach that, you know, Satan wants to capture all the souls that he can. That's what the mark of the beast is, and he's going to mark them, and they're going to serve him on the earth. No. You know, that's what they said. If Satan would win, that's what he wants, and then he's going to take over the domain of heaven, yada, yada, yada. But that's not going to happen. But what, and Satan knows this. Satan knows he's going to lose. Satan knows he's going to lose. And just think about a person that knows they're going to lose. What they're going to do is the most damage they can do. And what he wants to do is kill everybody that he can off the face of the earth. He wants to kill everybody in the worst possible way that he can possibly kill. Okay, and you're going to see it. It's going to be, you know, it's not even going to be worth it. It just bothers me to even think about it and talk about it. But it's going to be sickening. Okay, it's going to be sickening to the heart and to mind. If you think that all these heads, you know, they kill 12 or 13 little girls the other day just for watching a soccer game. They cut their heads off. You know, then these are underage children. And they've been cutting people's heads off left and right. If they were Christians and they do not convert over to Islam and bow down to Allah, then off with their heads, and they put them on posts and wherever they can put them, and that terrorizes the rest of the world, and it tells the world they are next. They're coming. They're coming after you. There's no ifs. There's no ands. There's no buts. They're coming. This new ISIS, ladies and gentlemen, is Satan's army. Okay. Let me tell you how I know this. You know, the Red Dog team said, told me, said, have you ever seen any organization that started from nothing, out of thin air, nobody knew what an ISIS was? And then it seemed like within a week, the world was talking about this ISIS organization. And has been ever since, and it's getting worse and worse. And we all agreed at this, that look how quickly they're dominating. You know, they're going in. They're doing. They're not trained military. You know, but some of them are, and it's just uncanny how they're moving in and taking over these cities, and they're doing it through fear. You know, the more heads they can lop off and expose and put them on videos, and this internet is, and I blame the internet, and I also blame the. Our here in the United States of America and over there, and I don't know about England, but in Canada, but I do know that here in America, they just show this garbage over and over, and they talk about it constantly over and over. And they don't really know that they're sending a message of how to do this. They, you know, they said, well, we hope it don't take Tripoli. Now, what's going on in Tripoli right now? You know, they these ISIS people are listening. So is Satan. He said, "Let's go, go get Tripoli, and bingo." And what about Lebanon? Let's get Lebanon into those. So the ISIS is in, and Hamas is there. Hamas is with ISIS. All of these, you know, Hamas in the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights, and that's against Israel and Iran. You know, all of these countries. And a lot of countries in Africa, just about three quarters of Africa is Muslim, and they are willing to turn to ISIS and be the, you know, get into this last great war. and to kill the Christians. And they're killing Christians in Africa. And this is where the Red Dogs found this information, was in Africa, ladies and gentlemen. In Africa, in the Horn of, you know, around the Horn of Africa. And if you remember Edgar Cayce was they called him the sleeping prophet. And he proclaimed himself, he was a Christian man, but he didn't proclaim himself as a prophet, but he did indeed bring forth what the world thought was prophecy. He said, when they asked him about the end times and revelations of the Bible, he said specifically this. He said, keep your eye on the Horn of Africa. On the Horn of Africa. He said, keep your eyes there. The last great war will be coming from that area, or that area will start one, or something will arise out of there. So, but anyway, and that's where Somalia is at. That's where Yemen is. Yeah, Yemen is. So, bingo. But anyway, there's more. Now, that's just a little bit there. That's not the big thing I'm talking about here. Are going to be talking about, but anyway, you got in Revelation. We already said the first seals are now open because from the heavens falls the star, and in the two pillars of fire, okay, is lightning struck twice at the Vatican, and also two pillars of fire came down in Africa. Okay, and then they seemingly the beast appeared. The beast was there with the two columns of fire. And so we have done and established that the Pope is the false prophet. Okay, he was the one who's going to be bringing great blasphemy to the world and going to be converting the churches over to blasphemy, in which we all are seeing and hearing right now. We are seeing and hearing the Pope going around and just telling people that their church is now, and he's ordering the congregation, and he's ordering all the bishops to accept homosexuals, same-sex marriage is now going to be okay in the realm of the Catholic faith. And then he's also, you see, if it was just stayed in the Catholic faith, you know, it wouldn't bother me as bad. But see, the power of the Pope extends beyond Catholics. Rome extends around the world. You know, the Pope has influence even on Baptists and on evangelists. You don't really realize what's going on in the evangelists, and the Baptists now are saying the same thing. That, listen, this is the modern day age. You know, we're modern civilizations. We got to, you know, what would Jesus do? You know, and not da da da. And that, like I told you, that, you know, those letters, what would Jesus do, was going to get everybody in a lot of trouble. And I said that was one of the things that got Christians just to lay down on their back and in fetus position and just give up. But anyway, we got, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if I can get, I hope that dog stays down, but I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe it'd be quiet here just a little bit. Anyway, the Pope is going to, he's putting his power out right now. He's already done and came out and then told not only his church, he's getting his congregation ready to accept the aliens. I want you to understand that. He's going to tell the churches to accept the aliens. So, I know that everybody wants to laugh at these aliens, okay, and the UFOs and these ships of light, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. They're talked about all through the Bible. I don't know how in the world that y'all can get away from that. And I've been telling everybody, I've been warning everybody ever since I've been, but I haven't got into it because I didn't want to get everybody run away. Oh, they go, oh, Mr. Butch is crazy. He's talking about aliens and spaceships and UFOs and all this. But like I said, it's all throughout the Bible. Whirlwinds, wheel within a wheel, Ezekiel talked about, and he talked about creatures coming out. He didn't say it was man nor angel. He didn't use, and Ezekiel knew what angels was. He didn't use the word angels. He used creatures that came out. Okay. So this, ladies and gentlemen, you and I know that God created other creatures and other intelligent beings out there. He has what they call watchers. these watchers he created just to watch. He put them over the universe to watch parts of the universe, and they were in control of them. They report back to him, instantly or whatever, and then communications are right there. That's how they know what we do and what we say. It's all being looked at and recorded, whatever. But anyway, it's the watchers, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's good ones and there's bad ones. It's like there's good angels and bad angels. They were fallen angels, correct? They were angels that fell from heaven, fell from God's grace. So are the watchers. And we've got to understand that Satan has now got incorporated watchers along with these fallen angels and the Nephilim. And he has all of them at his disposals, at the demons, also the powers of the underworld. And he's going to bring all of this together, and he's going to have the alien factor to come in. He's going to use the aliens, the watchers, these grays, to come in, and maybe some of these reptoid, these reptilian types as well, and going to use them as a power that he's going to use to show the world. And in Revelations, it says, finally says, who can stand against this man? Who can make war with this man with this kind of power, this kind of technology? Okay, so, but we got to understand that Satan's power goes even further than the Watcher's power and the fallen angels' powers as well, because he is the Prince of Light. He's the Angel of Light. He was created from the fire of the light, light of the fire, and he was the angel of light of Lucifer. Okay, so, and also it talks about the Prince of Light, Lucifer, the dragon, in Revelations. Okay, and we'll be talking about that as well. But let's move on now. It says in Revelation chapter 13, we already established, ladies and gentlemen, who the false prophet is. It's the Pope, and he's talking about the aliens now. He's getting everybody ready to accept homosexuality in the churches, sexual perversion. Let me tell you a little secret right here. If you accept homosexuality, man marrying man, when God created the first two individuals, he created together, that they became as one. He brought them together in marriage, man and woman, husband and wife, he said. It was man and woman. It wasn't man and man. It wasn't woman and woman. It wouldn't have worked out, though. That's sexual perversion. And if you accept sexual perversion, ladies and gentlemen, you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian because I'm going to tell you why. If you are a Christian and you're sitting on that fence and you're willing to accept this marriage of a man and man and woman inside of a church, and you accept that, then as being done inside of any church. And if you accept the marriage as the same as a man and a woman, then you have already received the mark of the beast. You stick a fork in you, you're done. Because you already belong to Satan. Because this is Satan's grand deception, is through the conversion of the sexual lust, the lust and sexuality, perversionism of the lust and sex, bestiality, in abortion. There's no way that, here we got Christians. We got voting Christians that says it's okay for homosexuals to have all the rights of every the man and woman being married together, which is not what God says. And you know that as well as I do. That's the reason why Sodom and Gomorrah and four other cities that was taken off the face of the map, and all the people that are no longer with us, races of people were wiped off the face of the earth because of that. Also, the sexual perversion was in amongst Noah in the last days of Noah as well. It's just more to it, because it was sexual perversion, because the women were having marrying, taking in marriage the fallen angels, and having Satan, they was having babies, and they were giants. They were Nephilim. They were Nephilims, giants amongst the men of the earth. And the original DNA that God had created in Adam and Eve were now being contaminated by this perversion, sexual perversion of Satan and his demons, and then bringing the fallen angels, bringing forth Nephilim, And so that's what we're, and they're coming back again. They're coming back once again. The fallen angels, the aliens, the grays, the watchers, and all of these are coming back to set up the grand deception of which Satan's going to use. And he's going to say, these are my army. These are my generals, so to speak, and I'm going to make a 2 million man army or more here on this earth. And these generals that has these light ships, these aliens, these fallen angels, and these watchers are going to be the generals and the sergeants, and they're going to lieutenants, and they're going to be running this war. And they're going to go to and fro all around this world with these ships that can go anywhere at any time within a millionth of a second. They can be in New York City in a millionth and blink of an eye. They can be in Los Angeles. Okay, so they can find you. There's nowhere you're going to be able to run and hide. That's why the Bible says there'll be people running to the mountains and into the caves, and they will be in there trying to hide from what? Hide from these light ships and these aliens looking for them to kill them and to behead them. You know, they want to do, they will also want to desecrate your bodies as much as they can, because as much as they can desecrate, chop up your bodies and desecrate on them, defecate on them, urinate on them, whatever they can do, and they rape the women to defile their bodies, and because that way, you know, God will not accept them into heaven. That's what their main purpose is. They don't want God to obtain their souls, so they're going to defile them as much as possible when they refuse to take Allah as their newfound God, you know, instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about. So we get off the Pope now. Let's go on to the beast of which the red dogs saw and found out now. And I've checked on it and I've looked and I've found the proof that it's related to this as being true. Okay, now let's think about Revelations, ladies and gentlemen. What Revelation said that they were two things about the beast. Okay, the beast is going to be in the middle of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Going to be a man. You know, I always thought I said, well, it may be not be a man, but it's all connected. And I was partially right. I thought Islam was the beast, and Islam could actually be the Antichrist, which it really is. It really is. It's the product of Satan himself, the Antichrist. So I was partially right on that. And I said, if it was a man, it had to be backed up by what? A force, a power of unseen principalities of that's not normal of this world, which will be of the watchers, the grays, the ships of light. Of which they can shift into different shapes. You know, it's a technology way beyond our minds. It's past magic. You know, it's godlike powers. It is power from God. God created these creatures and these light ships, and these ships are actually more than just mechanical things. They are living beings as well. They're beings of light. And they can. That's why they can transform to any kind of shape, you know, shapeshifters, and can deceive you at any given time. Now, in the Bible and Revelations, it talks about the beast, you know, and there'd be power given to this beast. Now, the beast is also associated with what? Associated with a statue. Remember, there's going to be a statue that says will be erected, okay? And that's what it's that will be, you know, a lot of churches say, well, they're going to be made. It's going to be made by the false prophet. It's going to make the, you know, they're going to use a statue that's already been made and has been used for thousands of years. It's already been made and it's done been recovered as well right now as I speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I have proof of that. Okay, let me go ahead and put some chills up and down your spine right now, okay? Let me go ahead and get ready to do that. I'm going to put you on the edge of your seat. I'm going to put some chills up and down your spine. Not only has the first seal been broken, the first horseman is now riding around this world and taking, conquering and to conquer. See, that's what he's going to do, and take peace from the world. And when 9/11 happened, peace was taken from the world at that moment. I stood up and told everybody right then, I said, this is a war that's going to start. It started right then. As soon as that first plane hit, the war started, and I told everybody, it will never end. It will never end until the earth passes away, until Jesus comes back to get his children. And that's exactly when it happened. The peace was taken. That's when I thought that the first horseman may have been unleashed at that particular time. Okay. But anyway, the beast, it says in Revelation 13, the beast comes out of the sea, right? Comes out of the sea. And so also they erect the statue, what? By the sea. Okay? By the sea. Now I want to ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the Gaza Strip? I mean, you know, the Gaza Strip is where? It's in Israel, and it's right there on the sea. Well, it seems like, ladies and gentlemen, that just here lately, Gaza Strip in Gaza in Israel found a statue. Have I got your attention? It was last summer, ladies and gentlemen, a life-size bronze statue of who? It's going to be the beast. The beast in this statue was named Apollo. Apollo. Okay, the Greeks used it, right? Correct? And the Greeks were the main players that was in the time in before Rome. And they also came back a little bit after Rome. You know, Greece goes back a long way, just like Rome. And the Grecians, the Greek god of light, okay, is Apollo. And remember in the Bible it says Satan has many names, and one of them is Apollo, and Apollyon, and Apollos. This, ladies and gentlemen, should put chills up and down your spine right now as I'm speaking. This bronze statue, life size, the size of a real human being, exactly, the statue of Apollo. Also, the Apollo means god of light, also of music, okay, and of war. Mars is also associated with Apollo, and Mars is also associated with Satan as well, Satan worshippers. Aries, the horn goat, you know, the ram. Yes, sir. Anyway, I hope that's got your attention. But anyway, this work of art they found, okay, it was in the sea. It was in the sea. Out of the sea comes the beast, right? Right. Now, it's Apollo, right? Right. Okay, Greek god of light and war and music. It's 1.7 meters tall, weighs about 450 kilograms, and it's worth about $340 million, they claim. And it's about over 2,500 years old, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this fisherman found it. The fisherman found it right there in Palestine, okay, Palestinian fisherman. He said it was I'm going to quote him. He said it was a Friday. He said I went to fish, and his name is Jadot Abu Garab. And how he discovered the statue. He was standing on a cliff near the Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. He pointed to the sea beneath him. And I quote him again. He said I discovered the area was full of rocks, and he said I thought that I would try to explore that. Maybe I could find some fish there. But suddenly he said, I discovered something in the water. He said, I saw something buried in the sand. One arm was raised, and he said, I was shocked because it looked like a human being. It looked like a human. Well, unable to lift it out of the water, Abu Garab went to get help. And, you know, he got some other people. And hours later, they presented the unusual catch to his mother. They took the statue home to his mother, okay. And who was less excited about it? She wasn't excited about it at all because it was naked and had man parts hanging, you know. So about letting the naked statue come into her house and told her son to cover up his male parts. But anyway, the neighbors all came and the relatives, you know, his kin people came to see the particular new house guest. And one of them asked to call. They said you should call the authorities and tell the government, you know, the Palestinian government. But Abu refused to do that. He said, no. He said, let the relative take the statue. One of his relatives take the statue for safekeeping. Well, a month later, ladies and gentlemen, now get this. A month later, the government seized it. Okay? Now you tell me how they knew about it. Somebody had to rat them out, right? Somebody had to. Probably, it may have been the one that took, but I don't know if it was the relative that took it. But anyway, somebody ratted them out. And there's a power behind this statue. The government wants this statue. And it's not for the $300 million. $300 million. No. That's a drop in the bucket. No. This statue has significant symbolism importance in this time and age right now. Have I got you on your seats right now? I hope I do. But the government of Gaza seized it, promising Abu. Now, they promised him a reward of 10 to 20% of the statue's value. Well, the guy that promised him 10 to 20%, he has never been heard from since, nor the statue, and they have no idea where he or the statue is. Well, I can tell you, they're getting ready to stand that thing up. They're right there on the side of the sea, and the power is going to be given to it. The power will be given to it to speak. Mm-hmm. By the beast and by the false prophet will be standing there. False prophet's going to, yeah, here we go now. Here we go. Here goes the signs and great wonders and miracles are going to start happening. Right then, right there, and it's already happening. It's already happening right now. The wonder and the miracle has already taken place right here, right now. And I'm going to tell you another great one here in just a second. But Al Bursch, director of the archaeology of Gaza's Ministry in Terrorism, told Reuters News report, that a news agency, that Garab would receive a reward, according to him. The police are keeping the statue. Now, listen to this. The police are keeping the statue in custody after it briefly appeared on eBay.com for sale at a fraction of the estimated value. The police are now reportedly investigating who tried to sell it. You see, now here we go. You see, they're not going to sell it. That's what I'm saying. This thing has more value to it than money. They don't want money out of this. No. They got other plans for it. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, the police has it, and then not the government. It's because the police has to protect it because they don't have an army there. It's just the Hamas, and they're too busy making war with Israel. So they don't have time to protect the statue. So they're going to put it to where it will be standing beside the sea, probably where it was found, on the cliff, and every eye will be ordered to turn upon it and to worship this statue of the beast, okay, the beast Apollo, okay. So who is the beast Apollo? Who is the beast that the red dog saw? Well, let's go back into Revelations once again, okay, and it also goes back into, I think it speaks of in the Thessalonians and maybe Daniel. I can't remember right offhand, but I'm just going to briefly bring it to you. And I know you know the statements, and when I tell you about it, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that in the Bible it said that the beast will take whoever this person is will take a mortal wound to the head. The beast will take a mortal wound to the head and yet live. And yet live. Mortal wound means death, killed. It means, you know, it's over. So this beast will take a bullet or a wound to the head, and then will be, quote unquote, resurrected. Okay? Just like Christ was resurrected. Okay, this is the anti-part of the Antichrist, right? Correct? Are you with me so far? Okay, so who was it? Now, let's reflect back. Who was it that everybody was sitting on the edge of their seat wanting to know who this beast is? And I told you that this beast was indeed shot in the head, and the red dogs met him and saw him eye to eye. He is alive today, and well, doing well. Okay, does that send chills up your spine? He's walking around right now. The beast is here. The beast is here. The false prophet is here. The only one that needs to arrive now is the Antichrist, the great dragon, and the helpers, the watchers, the fallen angels, the Nephilim, and all of the squad, the fallen angels, are all going to gather together with the great dragon to make war on earth. Okay, so it's going to be a very, very short time, ladies and gentlemen. You know how short it really is right now? Just think about it. Now, let's go ahead and think back to 9/11. And when I say that, you may already know who the beast is. Okay. It's Bin Laden, ladies and gentlemen. Bin Laden started the 9/11. He was behind that. And he's the great evil one, the lawless one that the Bible has always talked about. Apollo, the god of war. Apollo of light. Which he preached light amongst his people, and he wanted them to worship who? Allah, the Antichrist. Allah is the Antichrist. Allah is Satan, ladies and gentlemen. ISIS is his army. ISIS, and I don't care, you know, you can speak about this Al-Qaeda, whatever they want to call it, and Hamas and all these other Harnos, whatever these names of these different organizations. There's so many of them, and they do that to kind of keep everybody's eyes away from the other players. While they're doing evil over there, they're doing something over here, you know, to keep the police running back and forth, to keep the armies and the nation's eyes upon the other one while the other one's doing some other bad deeds over here. You know, and then when everybody rushes over there, then they over here on the other corner of the world, they're going to start, you know, messing around. So it's a back and forth thing. And just like the Red Dog said, can anybody out there tell me the last time you saw a small group like, you know, I mean, ISIS was a small group. It's kind of like the Ku Klux Klan. It was smaller than that, probably. You know, I mean, the Hell's Angels was bigger than the ISIS. Okay, this little small group now has got an area the size almost is gaining to the size of half of Texas, and will be soon the size of Texas because they now look at here what they got. They've got Iran. Iran is backing them. Iran's feeding them the money and the military means and the might. And Iran is behind this. Iran is the one that's calling the Mahudin to come, and they have said that they wanted Israel to be bombed off the face of the earth. Now let me put another point really close to you. What's happening right now? North Korea right now is going is the little dictator in North Korea is fixing to get on a plane and go to Russia to talk to Mr. Putin. Now why is that? Why do you think that is? Now if you'll just bear with me here. North Korea, at the same time, going to Russia, just after Obama has done and released communist Cuba, and also released all of these other terrorists back into the world, so they can join with the beast in the army. Now you understand where Obama's player, he's a player. And he's still got a year and a half to go to bring this country to a disastrous downfall. I believe that there will not be another president. I don't believe that. I believe not. And don't get me wrong. It could be. I'm not saying it will not. But I'm telling you this. I don't foresee somehow, some which way, Obama will either A, be kept into power, or B, the United States is not going to need no president or no Congress, because Russia and North Korea and Iran and ISIS, and they're all coming after us. And China is all coming. China from the West and all the rest from the East. And they're going to squeeze us in the middle. And once they get air superiority, there's going to be a big Holocaust. There's going to be something that's going to take out the West Coast. I foresee that Hollywood, Now, this is really, now listen to me here, Hollywood, okay? This is why North Korea is going to talk to Russia. He's going to get the okay from Russia and all the other allies over there that he's planning on nuking Hollywood because of why? They made that movie, right? And he's a little tyrant. And he's throwing a hissy fit, throwing a tantrum. He wants Hollywood blowed off the map. Just as bad as they want to see Israel and Jerusalem blown off the map. Okay, so he's going to get his first. And this is where, by the way, this is where it all probably kicks off. The great disaster. After that, I think that there's going to be another great catastrophe, a mountain that, remember in the Revelation it said there would be a mountain that would fall into the ocean, and also a great star. I don't know which one's going to come first, the great star or the mountain, but either one is going to be one-third of the world going to be destroyed, population is going to be killed, one-third. That's about, what is that, about 2 million, tell me, 2 billion people are going to be killed, 2 billion people killed, and there's going to be another 2 billion killed on the other disaster, and there's going to be a 2 billion killed with the hands of the 2 billion going to be killed with the hands of the Antichrist. So there's a lot of people, there's a lot of bloodshed, there's going to be a lot of death and destruction like the world has never seen before. Okay, going to be atom bombs popping off. Like I said, North Korea is going to, I guarantee he's going to be busting one on California. He's coming after you, California. And when this mountain falls into the ocean, I believe it's going to be in the Pacific Ocean. I believe that there's going to be a 100-foot wave, or maybe even bigger, that's going to come in and take out what's left of the cities in California. I don't know if God will wipe them out first before North Korea will. I believe what's going to happen is Korea will blow the nuclear bombs off, and I think God's going to rush in the water to put the flames and fire out with a tsunami, and then the great earthquake will hit. And I believe this is when California will fall off into the sea, because to California and Oregon and the state of Washington and Hawaii and New York City and Long Island is in some other cities, major cities, has been looked upon by God's hand, has been taken off of them because of their great sexual perversionism, that they're the ones that started the abortions. They're the ones that brought to this country legal abortions, killed God's babies. Also, let's have this homosexual getting married thing. Let's all that. What's so bad about that? Well, it's bad. It's because it's, and let's take the, let's, and, you know, and Hollywood's been trying to take the name of Jesus and Christ out of Christmas and out of, you know, and they're trying to bring it back, but I think it's too late for that. It's not all of Hollywood. You know, you can't just take one or two directors and say, okay, Hollywood's turned back toward God. No, because 98% of Hollywood's against God, and then they're going to do everything they can to speak against Lord Jesus. They're mostly atheists in Hollywood, or these perverted occultists, and there's no truth in them, you know. And they all of them are of the world and of gold and money, and they care not for the homeless. They care not for the especially Israel. No, they hate the Jews, period. And they claim, Hollywood claims, that's the reason the world's in the place it's in, and the reason why America is in the place we are right now, that everybody hates us, because of we're standing by Israel. So it's all Israel's fault. And this is why that Obama's trying to turn away from Israel right now. He won't talk to Netanyahu, but yet he's going to go and talk to everybody else, you know, Saudi Arabia. He's going to go talk to his brotherhood is what he's doing. He's if you notice what he's doing, and I told you, a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it's the same color as a duck, it quacks like one, what is it? It's a duck. Well, this man is of the brotherhood, okay? You know that as well as I do. He's not a Christian, what he proclaims to be. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. He's of the brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen. And in this country voted him in, not once, but twice. How deceiving is that? And once it's all known, I'll also say this. Once everything is took care of, once Jesus comes back and returns, And if he'll, and if Jesus allows everybody that's died to hear this before the judgment, he's going to tell, you know, this old President Obama was not, and quote again, was not a citizen of the United States. And he was ill, and he was an illegal president. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So everything's deception. Everybody's been deceived. All of these so-called the elites of the world has been deceived by Obama, and then they're following around after him right now. And then, and, you know, they still they know he's a liar. This is what worries me. They know the man's a liar, but yet they still clap and applaud for him when he starts talking and does anything. You know, it's just like they're starstruck. Like, you know, it reminds me of the teenagers used to faint when the Beatles used to walk out. It's the same scenario. It's the same scenario. So then we got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. So Bin Laden is alive. Bin Laden. Okay, they shot him in the head, ladies and gentlemen. They shot the beast in the head. They took him out to sea. And what does it say? What does it say right here in Revelations 13? The beast out of the sea. Okay, they buried Bin Laden at sea, and from out of that sea came the beast, and he resurrected. Okay, 14 months, about 2 years later, he's now alive, walking around, ladies and gentlemen, and from two pillars of fire, that which came along with it. Mm-hmm. So now you got the false prophets, you got the statue, and now you got the beast that came out of the sea. The beast has been seen. Took a mortal wound to the head, but yet he lives. He is alive. Now, either those pictures of him taking that bullets to the head was all a lie. It was a lie, and our government was in on it. You know, and Obama was in on it, and it's all deception. Remember now, we've all got to remember now, this is all deception, the great deceiver. We may have been deceived. We were told that he was shot in the head. Maybe he wasn't shot to the head. Did you ever see the body? No, you didn't. You just saw a Photoshop. You know, anybody can make that picture. Bingo. Or, hey, is this on? Have I got your attention? All you're doing is taking a few words of a few people that they have gave millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to keep quiet. And if they don't keep quiet and they don't go play alone, then they're going to threaten them and their families with death if they open their mouths. So they got to play along. Just like maybe the landing on the moon. The same thing happened to the astronauts. You talk, we kill you, and if you don't mind dying, we'll go get your kids, your grandkids, your family, your dogs and cats, you know, make sure that y'all never live. So people keep quiet about it. It's the year, it's the time of deception. Tomfoolery, the lawless one, the Apollo, the dragon. It said the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. That's what John said. He said, the dragon stood upon the shore of the sea. Bin Laden did. He stood beside the sea. And this is where they're going to resurrect. I mean, now this is where they're going to put the statue. Is on this sea, what John said. He said, I saw the dragon stand upon the sea, the shore of the sea. He said, I saw the beast coming out of the sea. Bin Laden. They buried him at sea, supposedly. Okay, so he came out. If he's alive today, walking around, where did he came out? He came out of the sea. All right, and it goes on. It says 10 horns and seven heads and 10 crowns, and on its horns, and each one is a blasphemous name. Hallelujah! Yes, everything that's about this false prophet and the beast and the Antichrist is all blasphemous. What are you talking about? And all these horns and 10 crowns. These are all kingdoms and nations. And the heads of, so this is talking about the Vatican and Rome, you know, and all that. He said the bear, you know, and here's another thing. He said the beast I saw resembled a leopard. Now, if you look at the, if you'll go and get that, There's a picture of the statue. It's on Al Jazeera. I hate going there, but I went to Al Jazeera. This is where it's got. It says, "What happened to Gaza's Apollo statue?" You know, that's what you need to do. Just Google Gaza's Apollo statue, and or go to Al Jazeera and the website, and you'll search there. You know, Gaza Apollo statue, and it'll bring it up, and you can read about it there. And it's got a picture of it, and if you'll look at it, you'll see the bronze statue, and it's got splotches on it. You know, that's kind of like a penny will turn, you know, copper will turn green. It'll turn green. All right, there's green splotches all over it there. And if you look, the bronze shining through, it looks like a leopard. Looks like a leopard. Hmm? Have you got chills yet? John said, I saw the beast resembled a leopard. Okay? And then he goes on talking about he had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. Now what he's talking about is the strength of the beast, Bin Laden. He's going to have the feet like a bear, and he's going to have a mouth like a lion. He's going to roar. You know, and when the lion roars in Africa, everything gets quiet. Everything pays attention because something's fixing to die. Okay. The dragon said, the dragon gave to the beast his power. This, the dragon is what? The Antichrist. That is Satan. Satan, the dragon, is going to give the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have, here we go. One of these heads had of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. And the whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. Now, what are you going to think when Bin Laden actually shows himself on television? What do you think America's going to say? What do you think the world's going to say? How many people do you think he's going to recruit then? How many people is going to run to serve Allah? How many people do you think is going to join up with the radical Islam, ISIS? He's the one that's behind putting ISIS together. He was the one. It's been Bin Laden has been given the power to ISIS, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, I don't know. I didn't talk to the Red Dogs enough to know. I mean, I don't think they saw him pop out of the ocean. But they saw him alive and doing well. And like I told them, I said, now, either the Bible said he came up out of the ocean and he lives, or the world was deceived by Satan and he was not shot, he was not killed, and he's been in protection all his time in Africa. He is in Africa so far. Okay. Mm-hmm. And all these wars in Syria. Now, see, Syria's going to fall. ISIS is going to take Syria, just as sure as the world, and and Egypt is going to turn to them. So there's two, and Lebanon's going to turn, okay. And then there's going to be Iraq, which thanks to and then this is what kicked it all off is when Obama pulled out the troops out of Iraq, formed a vacuum, and everybody knew in the radical Islam world then that it's the caliphate's on its own, and we was going to fail, and this was their greatest chance, and there's no way that they can be stopped, and they know now that the only way that they will be stopped, it would be by the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they know this. but they're still going to do it anyway, you know, even though they know they're going to lose, you know, because they're going to get those, 77 virgins, but they're going to be virgins of hell, you know. This is what these young boys are going for. They want these 44, 77 virgins, and they think they're going to be in heaven, but they're not going to be in heaven. They're going to be in hell. They're going to have 77 demons is what they're going to have, and they're going to have an orgy in hell, but it's not going to be the orgy that they sexually wanted. they're not going to like, indeed, what's going to happen. When they wake up from this lie, this great deceiver, then they too will know that they've been lied to and deceived, you know. And the whole world, that's what I said, the whole world will be deceived. You know, not only just Christians, the whole world's going to be deceived. And there's going to be a lot of elite Christians, just like the Joel Osteens. They're going to run probably right straight to him and say, oh, look at there, Maybe this, maybe we was wrong. Maybe the Christians is wrong. Maybe all, you know, and hey, here we go. You know, you're going to see churches fold up. You know, because, hey, the Catholic Roman Church is following, okay? And what happens to the Baptists and the evangelists? They usually, you know, it takes them a while, but they usually come around. They usually come around and bow down to what the great Pope says, you know. And they, too, the Baptist is going to accept marrying a man, you know. May this man take this man to be their lawful wedded man and woman. Take this woman to be lawfully married woman. That don't even make sense. Now, that don't even sound right. You might as well condone bestiality, too. You might as well just start marrying women with horses and donkeys and men, too, goats and sheep. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same sin. You know, once you're going to commit one, you broke them all. You broke them all. And then this is back going back in the days of Noah. So it was in the days of Noah. So it is now. So it is right now, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the days of Noah. So it is right now, and there was great destruction, and God punished the world, and it's coming again. And history, like I've been doing in these last shows, history does repeat itself, and it's fixing to repeat itself once again. And I just wanted to get this out to you so y'all can be prepared. Be prepared, because like I said now, I've never seen these guys be off before, but if they said they saw him, you know, so... So if you see him on TV, which I told people, I said I don't even believe he's dead. You know, I just had that feeling. I just didn't have, because there wasn't no big uproar like they should have been, an outcry across the Muslim world. And I think they already knew that he was, you know, he wasn't going to be killed. It was all. And it's another thing too. This mysterious going into this into Pakistan. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, just a couple of, you know, just two. Or three helicopters went in and done all that and shooting and all that, and the Pakistan army is all over that place. There's a compound, there's an army base right there, right at it, and they didn't do nothing. They didn't shoot back. They didn't go in there. You know, they wouldn't have been nobody alive in that compound. Something's up, ladies and gentlemen. Something's, you know, there's a skunk in the hen house somewhere along the line. I think it's all lies and deceptions. And if they did shoot him in the head, and he did, and he does come back to life, and he is, has the power, then there we go. The powers and principalities of the underworld has now been unleashed, is what I'm saying. Either way it goes, whether it was a lie and we were deceived, or he really did, was shot in the head, and he did crawl out from under the sea, and he's alive today. Either way, we're still in big trouble. Big, big trouble. And you know now that... The time is so short. 7 years tribulation, okay? You already know the first seal's broken, so you got 7 years, right? Okay, you got, it's shorter than that, because remember when the 3.5 years is over, and that will be just about when 2016 rolls around, okay? Then this is when it's all going to come lickety-split. The world, the great earthquake, even will shake the heavens, and the stars and the sun will quake. What's left after that ain't going to be too much. But that's when God's going to cut time short. That's when Christ comes back and says, enough's enough. And then he's going to speak the word and get rid of all the demons, and people's guts is going to spill out upon the land, and what's left of the birds of the air and the animals of the fields is going to come and have a feast upon the blood and lick the blood and the guts and eat the bodies of the dead evil ones. And all of God's children won't have to worry about all this nonsense and deceptions and lies and rapes and killings and beheadings anymore. You know, those who have Jesus in their heart and they have the Holy Spirit. And it says, if you have Christ in your heart, and you have then thus forth you have the Holy Spirit, and you shall not be judged. You will not be judged because you have already accepted the Christ and the living Christ, and you will not be judged. Your sins will all be forgiven you, especially if you are beheaded in those times. If you die for Christ, you lay down your life for him as he done for you upon the cross, then you will be a martyr. You will be given robes of martyrism forevermore in eternity. Forgiven your life to turn down the false God Allah, and spit in the face of the beast and the false prophet. You'll be given a golden white robe and golden crown, and all in heaven shall know that you did what you had to do because you love your Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, you can go ahead and get on the internet and look up what I said here about the statue, and that should take you the first step. Well, the first step was the Pope. This is the second step. Okay, now we're waiting on the third step, and that's the Satan coming in. Satan coming with the fallen angels and the watchers, and I think they're coming in the heavens in these ships, and that's why the Vatican is trying to get everybody prepared that there are such things as aliens. And he's going to use the aliens to claim that he is the creator. That yes, he was the one that created them, and he also created us. And this is what's got a lot of people in Hollywood and everybody around the world is going to run to him, and he's going to call himself Allah, and then stick a fork in it. It's done, because you know you've already got 2 billion people already running, done ran to him, and it's probably about 1 billion more ready to run. So it won't take much shoving to get the people fooled to run to take the mark of Allah on the forehead and on the hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got back on out of here now. I'm glad that you came to listen to this, because I think it's very important. It's a warning. It's an update of immense proportions. Like I said, go check out the statue of Apollo in Gaza Strip. And just take a long, good look at that statue, because you're going to be sick if you're still alive. If you're not raptured up, if you just take a long look, because you see the powers of the principalities are going to make this statue talk. And whether it walks and moves around like a man, we'll have to wait and see. But the powers of Satan is going to make this statue talk and give orders. And every man and woman and child upon the earth is going to be made to worship this statue, this idol, the beast. Okay? So just take a long, good look at it, and I'm sure they're going to clean it up. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing right now. They're getting it ready to stand up. So, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to stand up when Jesus comes and knocks upon that door? When His Father cuts the time short and sends Him, He knocks upon the door of heaven, and He comes down to earth. Are you going to be ready? Are you ready now? You better be ready now, because do you know what God said? He said, I can cut the time anytime He wants to. He can come tomorrow. Whenever He sees fit, He can cut the time. So that's why I've been trying to tell these churches all this time. I said, don't be preaching all that. Don't be preaching and teaching all those signs and things. You know, the temple don't have to be rebuilt. No. God can turn all that upside down. He can cut the time short. When He said that, he emphasized that He can change everything. He is, you know, He is God. He can change everything. You know, He can change everything. He created everything. He can change it. He's changed things before. He may change it again. We gotta wait and see. But are you ready? Are you ready? If you're not, I would advise you to seek Jesus in your heart and get that Holy Spirit. And get your name in the book of life before all of this comes down. Because when He arrives, it's going to be too late. Too late. You're going to be considered as one of them. Okay? So if you're a fence rider, if you're lukewarm, I would suggest you get heated up or cooled down real quick. And you better get your heart right. That's the final warning. And it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Into America is going to be smelling the burnt flesh and blood, fresh blood. And if you've ever smelled a lot of it, it will turn your stomach. And the streets are going to be running red here in America. Don't let them come and take your guns, because you're going to need them. You're going to need your bullets, because they are coming. And you got to put the armor of God on and fight back. Because you still are the children of God, and he's not gonna hold against you to fight for Him. See, you won't be fighting for Obama or your government. No. You'll be fighting for your freedom to be a Christian, to be alive. And same thing's going to happen to Canada, I'm afraid, and to all the borders of Mexico and South America is going to erupt and spill over into America. It's going to be one hell of a mess. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, until I bring you something else, this is Butch Milton and Becky here at the Sacred Heart Gospel Hour. She's doing a lot better, and we're hoping to be back on the karaoke thing in about a couple of weeks. So keep an eye on the webpage, and then we'll post anything new there. So until we meet again, may God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.